welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
Every time. Well, not every time. Like every other time. we are on the final issue of this Swamp Thing story arc, issue number 50. Anniversary issue.
Woo! Yay!
If you like to check out our previous covers, check out our last 7 episodes.
Yeah. And yes. Then the ones before that, too.
Yeah, don't worry about those.
We promised to look them up by the 9th episode.
I never promised. Nothing.
I will have them for you at the beginning of the 9th episode of the story arc. I promise that.
Yeah, I literally just... Anyway. So we start this issue out with Cain and Abel. Cain has...
throttled Abel and then threw him into a well.
Yep.
And he's like, if you don't get up here, I'm going to start pouring molten lead on you.
But I love how when Abel crawls out, he is holding a anvil that Cain tied to
him.
Like, God what damn, he's evil. But he talks about, like, the bird that flew by, and then they...
How all these people are, how these different...
These creatures and things are...
Are gathering together.
Yep. And they're standing on the ledge watching...
Everybody
basically
go by.
Over this battlefield.
Yeah. So, right here, Dead Man, at first, I thought that was Cain.
Because of
the hair. Yeah, because
it's actually
the,
his
cape, cowl, yeah. Or not cowl, but...
What's those?
Collar.
There we go. he was popping his collar before... Long before those 80s douchebags.
This isn't the 80s.
Whatever.
You've got Swamp Thing and Dead Man talking. Mm-hmm. And Swamp Thing's like, you know, he's like, he was talking about the stranger and how he sensed, you know, deep sorrow and stuff in him. And how he felt troubled and how he's uncertain. And how, you know, like everything that was supposed to be going on, how all this evil that he saw... that he was hoping for answers from it, that, you know, all the trees gave him was, you know, this story about the aphids
some more
and stuff.
And
it left him with more questions and less answers, despite the fact that Constantine had promised me answers.
Yep.
And so we go to the house of the mystics, and they're starting their mystic circle so they can focus their power to... basically lend their powers to Swamp Thing and his compatriots throughout this fight.
Yep.
Because that's the only way that they can help. And so also so they can watch what's going on.
That and, whether, I mean, the more power you have on one side, the better. Because they don't exactly know what's coming. They know it's
something bad.
It's bad. They've been known for a while that...
It's the evil.
That down the underworld has been divided and... Whatever evil is coming is going to end the world. So
I love this part how Etrigan's putting on his armor.
Right.
And Mento is like, he's putting on his armor. He keeps reaching for these separate metallic lumps with barbed flails attached to him. He's like, and he picks them up and impales them. And he's like, wait a minute. They're wriggling. Oh, no, his armor's alive. John, what have you allied us with? Whoa, it's me.
Etrigan grabs these two starfish and puts them over his eyes for, like, a mask. And then another scorpion on top of his head.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Like, I love it. It's amazing.
It's freaking hilarious. It's a little stupid, but, I mean, it's also funny.
Yeah, it's not needed.
But then, as, you know, they're talking and stuff, Dr. Fate?
They're back to
Swamp Thing
and Dead Man. Yeah. Fate shows up
and... Swamp Thing's like, but who are you? And then Dead Man's like, don't be stupid, that's Dr. Fate, everybody knows him. What backwater are you even living in? Oh, that's right.
Fate just says that, you know, he knows a storm is coming.
Yeah.
A storm is coming. He's here to help any way he can.
And then the demon yells about light, and Fate's just, like, well, you know, I don't think light is one of the darknesses, you know, particular powers. And it turns out that here comes Strange with a bunch of angels, I guess. Valkyries,
Horus, or angels. Yeah,
bunch of shining light things that they didn't feel like actually putting any effort into drawing. So,
which is interesting considering the amount of effort they put into drawing all of these demons.
You know, I bet you it's because they couldn't make things that looked pretty.
looking over here. Yeah, probably not. I mean, sure, why not?
I mean, don't get me wrong, they do a decent job on, like, you know, like Abby and...
I say Zatanna looks pretty hot.
Oh, well, Zatanna always looks hot. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
So then they all, like...
this entire time you got Dayton and Mento, like, yeah, relaying this to the group. And then they see this thing moving, breaks the surface of the water.
You know what it reminds me of right here? Have you ever seen The Fifth Element?
Yeah.
It reminds me of the eel that is out on
that planet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
I can see that. Yeah.
I think this might be where he got the idea for that from.
I mean, this was, what, 20 years earlier?
This came out...
This is 86.
Yeah, so 10 years before the movie came out.
Movie's from 96?
97, I think.
Shit.
So, yeah. 96 or 97.
It was late 90s. Gosh, that's old.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
But we go back to Constantine and his group, and they're like, Nabisco. Mento is like, no, John, please don't make me look at it any longer. Please don't, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's like, dude, you've got to. You're already in this.
Well, not only that, but all the rest of the mystics are like, dude.
Why are you being a little bitch?
Like, we can't break. Like, we've already started. The minute one of us lets go, it's going to feed back to everybody. And everybody's going to die.
Yeah. And
that's important to remember.
Yes. And he's like, all right, fine. I'll continue doing this. But John, you know, I trusted you. And now, you know.
John, you're an asshole.
Yeah, basically. And Constantine's like, don't I know it.
Uh-huh. So we go back to Etchigan. And he is basically him and the rest of the Rhymers plus other demons.
Yeah.
They charge forward. They're like, fuck it. We're going to kill everybody. Why not? We got this. And he's
Etchigan
not,
blasts through the line.
And, oh, yeah. He's not paying attention, and he...
Oh, no, he's paying attention. He says well, right no, here.
But he does. He gets up to this darkness. He's not paying attention to that, and he gets sucked in, right?
No, he is fighting it. He goes to attack it.
Oh, okay.
And that's when it sucks him in.
My bad.
Yeah, like, he breaks through the line, and he's like, because this demon over here is like, my friend, you flee this strife. I am dismayed. Without your aid, I fear my life must end.
Yeah.
And Etrigan's like, there are no true friends in hell, nor time to waste on slaves. Towards their master I must haste. And, yeah.
So Constantine and group are focusing their power to give to Etrigan to boost him up a little bit. And once Etrigan gets sucked into this darkness, there's a voice that starts talking to him. And he's like, little thing, you are in me, and I have a very great need. Before light, I was endless, without name or need of name. Then light came. Witnessing its otherness, I suffer my first knowledge of self, and all contentment fled. Tell me, little thing, tell me what I am. And Etchigan's just like, your name is evil, absence of God's light, his shadow partner, locked in endless fight. And then the evil is just like, okay, you have taught me fatalism. Is that right?
Fatalism.
I don't know words.
You taught me the inevitability.
Inevitability.
There we go.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. See? We both have
right?
roughness with words.
Words roughness are hard.
They are not the things I needed. You are not the thing I needed.
So he spits him out.
Yeah. And then he senses the mystics, the evil does, and he sends a shockwave through them.
And they're like, oh, you know, it's trying to feel out for the weakest link.
Yep.
And then as this is going on, Sargon's like, guys, I'm getting a little warm in here. He's like, but no, I won't permit it. And then he bursts into flames.
Oh, well, hold on. Like, Zatanna is like, you are, as Sargon is like,
Zatara?
Screaming, Zatara, thank you. He's like, you're upsetting my daughter. For honor of our profession, you be silent and die like a sorcerer. Okay, fine.
He's like, yeah, I'm sorry.
It's like, Jesus, dude.
Right?
Like, I
but
get it.
I think
it.
It's funny that, like, Winters was all like, you know, oh, well, I guess if Sargon's going to be there, you know, if he thinks this is worthy, and then he ends up being the weakest link.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Literally. Because he's dead.
And then, like, just don't let go of his hands as long as you don't break the link.
Like, that sucks. Hardcore.
Yeah. So then it goes to Fate. Dr. Fate and Dr. Fate is flying through there, and while this is going on, he's the one that's not paying attention.
I knew one of them wasn't.
Yeah, and then when he gets sucked in, The darkness is like, little thing, you are in me and I have great need. In this strange place of light and order and names, I have been named evil, yet naming is not enough. I must know the nature. I must know my purpose. Tell me, little thing, what is evil? And Fate says, evil is a quagmire of ignorance and that would drag us back as we climb towards the immortal light. A vile, wretched thing to be scraped from the sandals like dromedary soil.
Sure.
And he says, am I so low then that... And is he that you serve so high that there can be no possibility of respect between us? Little thing, you have taught me contempt. It is not the answer that I required. And he spits him out.
Yeah.
Dead man swoops in.
Yep. And, which is probably a good thing. But, Shockwave happens again.
Yep.
And is going through the mystics again. Only this time, it focuses on Zatanna. And
her daddy's like, not my daughter. And then he says, darkness, take me instead. Except he says it backwards, which makes it magic.
Well, that's their magic.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, father, take the spell back. And he's like, it's too late, my love, too late. Constantine, you better get my daughter out of this or I'm going to fuck you in the spirit world. He doesn't really say it like that.
But he's thinking it. And Zatara dies. Now, then Zatanna is just like, you know, I'm never going to. Never gonna forgive you for this. This is my dad.
All your fault. You got us involved in this.
I never knew how Zatara died. So reading the, because I knew he was dead. I knew it was a mystic thing. I knew Constantine was involved. Reading this and seeing this, and the fact that this still plays out in comics today.
Well done,
just,
guys.
It's amazing. I love it.
But so they got these two, you know, crispy bodies sitting at the table.
Yep.
And then it goes back to
goes back to the
Swamp Thing and the mystic.
The monsters. We'll call them monsters. And
the ethereal beings.
There we go. Inspector shows up. And so he grabs a hold of the evil. He grows bigger.
Which is fucking hilarious. He grows bigger than what does he grab a hold of?
Basically grabs a hold of a finger.
A thumb.
It is a hand almost that he is grabbing, which is
mind-boggling because he's like, he's the size. He's big.
He's already like ginormous.
Yeah.
But yeah, he gets ultimately sucked in, and we do have to mention that every time one of these guys goes up against it, the group, the sorcerers are giving them power. They're trying to focus to help out.
Yeah, they're trying to focus on whoever's fighting the darkness at that time, until they get sucked in.
Yep.
And so this time we get. Little thing, my hunger for understanding grows larger as my patience dwindles. Shall my question be answered, or shall I snuff out the light and be done with this anguish its presence causes me? And he says, no, I forbid you, by the voice that speaks in all things. And he says, it does not speak in me. In me, there is only the hateful nagging of insoluble query. So tell me, little one, what is evil for? And then Spectre says, evil exists only to be avenged, so that others may see what ruins may come to opposing the great voice, and cleave more wholly to its will, fearing its retribution. Mm-hmm. And so the darkness says, and what of the tortured eons I endured, unable to broach this maddening brilliance, and the quiet the pain it woke in me? Do they not demand retribution? Little thing, you have taught me only vengeance, and be gone that I may savor it in solitude.
Yep.
So he gets, you know, hawked back out.
Yeah, he does. Spectre lands on the ground. He does not look good.
No, he looks massively beat up.
Yep. Constantine's just like, as he's yelling at Mento, like, what's Swamp Thing doing?
John, you don't understand. It's beating Spectre. The Swamp Thing can't do anything. And he said, I said, what's he doing, damn it? I have prepared him for this.
Yep.
And the Swamp Thing's just kind of standing there. Yeah. And then he walks willingly into the darkness.
That was a big thing.
It was.
So this one goes on. Little thing, you come to me willingly and without wrath. This in this extraordinary place, you are extraordinary. What have you to offer me? And Swamp Thing says, I have nothing. I came in resignation. Whatever you are, I cannot fight you, and I cannot stand and watch. Then will you answer my question, Little Thing? Will you tell me the purpose of evil? Swamp Thing responds with, I cannot. I am not the one you seek. I have tried to make sense of that darkness, and I have failed. You have seen evil in its cruelty. Or I have seen evil, its cruelty, the randomness with which it ravages innocent and guilty alike. I have not understood it. I asked the Parliament of Trees, whose knowledge is older, greater than mine. They seem to insist that there was no evil, but I have seen evil, and their answer was incomprehensible to me. And yet they spoke of aphids eating leaves and bugs eating aphids, themselves finally devouring by the soil, feeding the foliage. They asked where evil dwelled within the cycle and told me to look to the soil. The black soil is rich in foul decay, yet glorious life springs from it. But however dazzling the flourish of life, in the end, all decays to the same black humus. Perhaps evil is the humus formed by virtue's decay, and perhaps it is from that dark, sinister loam.
Yeah.
Okay. That virtue grows strongest. I do not know. I do not know what they meant. And the evil darkness says, I see. Little thing, I sense a great and final end approaching. I would be alone. Leave freely as you came. Like, the fact that he walked in there freely and was able to walk out shows, one, this thing has intelligence. Two, Swamp Thing, even though he
may not didn't be know the what biggest, was going on, baddest, meanest thing in there, he was still the one that had the most...
He gave this thing pause and gave this thing...
contemplation.
Yeah.
Gave him actual... As opposed to, you know, going in there with the, you know...
The intent to stop.
Yeah.
The stop it.
He's like, I know I can't fight you. I know I can't stop you. He's like, but I still need to, you know...
I need to do something.
Yeah.
So, that the battle itself kind of comes to an end. And everybody looks up and they see this glowing hand...
Coming down
as this... This light hand coming down as this dark hand
and then
comes up.
At this point in time, Mento completely loses it.
Yep, he is.
And he's like, I know what the shell was. I know what it is. I know what it is. I can tell what it is. It's a fingernail. Ah!
Yeah, so like as soon as they touch, it stops
everything. Happening. Yeah.
So like the evil has... They basically... Heaven and Hell came to an agreeance. That's the way I took it anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
not heaven and hell, but light and darkness.
There we go.
Light and darkness came to an understanding.
Which,
that...
ironically, so in that first issue, I literally just saw this. First issue, we've got the one friend of Milo stealing that yin-yang paperweight.
Yeah.
Check out the issue before, the page before her. And that corner right down there.
Huh.
Like, yin and yang, light and dark. Like, it was a sign. I didn't put it together. But that's pretty awesome, honestly. But
Mento definitely completely loses it.
Yeah, he's kind of fried.
Literally, actually.
I don't know if he ever gets better. Because the stories I know of, he was never really around. Last time we saw him was in Teen Titans. This is pre-Crisis. When Beast, because Beast Boy is his adopted son.
Yeah, he was part of
the wedding that.
Yeah.
Because they had Donna's wedding at that house, Dayton's Manor. That's the last time I saw him. We saw him here in for the show.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he ever comes back. I mean, it is comic, so more than likely he will. But right now he's kind of fried, not like dead fried, but mind fried.
Yeah. Then we get Swamp Thing coming to after, you know, everything had happened. And the Phantom Stranger's mm-hmm. like, well, he's like, nothing happened, but everything happened. He's like, everything has changed, but nothing has changed. But you can feel a lack of tension in the air, almost as if something has been cleared up that had been building up since the beginning of all eternity.
Yeah.
And while this is going on, you know, he explains all this, you know, like everything must change because surely everything changes. Cain and Abel are watching this and Cain's like, but you heard him, everything changed. You know, evil didn't even mean anything and goodness doesn't. He's like, so all of our stories mean nothing and this and that and the other. And Cain's like, oh, don't worry yourself about that. And pushes him off the fucking cliff and says, I'm sure we'll be able to think of something.
I love it. Love it.
And this next picture that, I don't know if yours has this or not.
It does.
But... that picture was badass.
Yeah. Portrait of Swamp Thing was created by John Tullibin for the one-shot anthology titled Vertigo Gallery Dreams and Nightmares.
Released in 1995.
Nice. Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. But yeah, that's volume four of the Alan Moore Swamp Thing run.
Dude, I'm so glad that, like, these things are so awesome. Like, the Swamp Thing,
love it, man.
The Alan Moore saga of Swamp Thing is probably one of my favorites that we cover in this, in our podcast, like, all around. Because,
well,
it's,
and
just,
I love it because we're, this is the first time for both of us,
yeah,
reading it. Like,
and everything,
it's great.
Everything that's in them, like, the artwork, the storyline, the back storyline, like, it doesn't even though, like, the first three episodes or issues of this were, like,
they're basically,
you know,
just one shots.
They were supposed to be like fillers, but they weren't even fillers because they still explained, like, they had story to them for Swamp Thing's actual,
yeah,
like, what's going on, well, with him, what's going on.
And
you know?
It's building on things that have already been put in motion, like the little fruit that the Chester found is something that Abby had, so they built on that story.
Yep.
Trying to remember what the
killing,
other ones were.
Well, and then the murderer.
Yep.
You know,
just him hiding in the swamp and Swamp Thing like, nah, this is not gonna happen. And then, like, the ghost thing, we've seen that a couple times already. Like, the one when the plantation thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just building on the world that's already there, and it's beautifully done. Like,
absolutely.
Alan Moore is wonderful in the way he writes. And everything he does, I wouldn't say everything he does. Miracle Man's still weird, so I love it. Still weird. Yeah, no, it's great. Like, these are wonderful. I'm loving that we're covering them. I'm sad to see we only have two more books left.
Oh, yeah. Because
I don't know if I want to continue on after that. I'm not gonna lie.
They not,
Oh, it still goes. Just he stopped writing it after, like, I can't remember the issue. I think like 75 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Like, it continues on to like issue 120 or something like that. It goes, but Alan Moore's done.
Thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So when we get to that point, we'll see. That's
maybe
a year
we'll,
or so
maybe
away.
We'll read it and see if it's any good or not. And then if it's not,
I mean, like I've said before, I want to touch on everything. I don't want to just be stories that we love. That would be almost, I'm not going to say boring podcast when we're just praising everything, but we will see.
Yeah, well, I mean, we certainly haven't praised everything we've ever read.
Well, no. We got some more of that coming up, not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
I've been thinking about hitting up the second volume of Traveler. Because
I forgot about that.
Yeah. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because I read in a news article that somebody is planning to make a Stan Lee universe, like either series or show or something. I don't think it was a movie, but it's going to be something that his stuff that he didn't do at Marvel, stuff he did at Boom, which would be The Traveler and what's the other one called? Starborn and something else. I can't remember what the third one is. Just his other projects.
The random stuff.
Yeah, so the stuff that wasn't terrible but wasn't really the best.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. Yeah, go ahead and rate us on iTunes. 5 stars, please. Helps out the show. You can go check out our t-shirt on redbubble.com. Type in Comic Book Rundown. You can find it there. We have 2 t-shirts. Let's see. What else we got? I'm trying to remember everything else I say. I know we got our Instagram and stuff, but,
yeah, but
I say that at the end,
yeah,
anyway.
You know, yeah. I'm kind of upset that Comic-Con got canceled this year.
I am too, but I know they had planned.
Why.
Yeah, well, yeah. I know they had planned to have it in, I think they actually had said in June. They had moved it to June, then canceled that, and then thought about doing it in the fall.
And they haven't said anything.
No, they aren't going to. They haven't reimbursed
my tickets yet.
So. No, because here's the thing. You can save those tickets. You can use them for next year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll just do that then.
Well, that's my plan. I think they had said either use it for the fall or next year, whichever one comes first. Well, they canceled. I'm pretty sure they're done with it. Like, I'm going to try for this year.
This year, yeah.
So it will be for next year, which is both good and bad, which means we didn't miss the Comic-Con.
But at the same time, we didn't get to go to a Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So if you ever go to the Indie Comic-Con, guys, we're there also.
Yeah, we're all 3 days.
Usually.
I'm there all 3 days.
Yeah.
You're hit or miss.
Yep. Sometimes I'm there all 3 days. Sometimes I'm there
It all just depends on the weekend.
Yep.
But yeah, this is awesome.
Yep, I love these things. This is great.
I think that's everything we got.
Yep.
I do want to give a shout out to the Elite Eight Showdown. Big Chuck and Tim over there, they're doing a fun little tournament style podcast. They gave us a shout out on some recent episodes. So
they're doing a tournament style
it is basically Big Chuck, Charlie, he's the host, and Tim, who's his co-host, they Chuck has like this 8 bracket tournament that they offers the things to Tim, and Tim has to pick the winner, and then it just kind of breaks down into one. Examples of what they've done is Tiger King, like the most redeemable character in the Tiger King series.
Never watched it.
I haven't either, but the most redeemable character was the meat truck with one of Joe Exotic's husbands. It's a whole thing. I don't know. Okay. Another one they did was the worst person to date your daughter. I think Ron Jeremy won that. I can't remember. Might have been Hulk Hogan. I don't know. Somebody with a sex tape. Either one works. They've had a few other ones, and I'm blanking on what they've had. But, the most... Was it underrated? No, it wasn't underrated. 64. Nintendo 64 games, like... underrated sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember who won that one either. It's been a while.
Dude, there are some awesome games for the 64.
Yeah, check out the show. They're not too far. I think they're on, at the time of this recording, they're on episode like 6. They're about hour 15, hour and a half long. Yeah, they're fun. This awesome. Pretty awesome. And they have a backyard wrestling death match in the beginning. The current winner, and like I said, this is as of what I'm listening to, the current winner is Golden Girls era Betty White in accurate replica Iron Man suits. So
okay,
yeah, it's a thing,
right?
Yeah, you go check out that show. It's pretty awesome.
You said it was called what?
Elite Eight Showdown.
Elite Eight Showdown. Yeah.
They also have some war with the Wreck My Podcast crew. So,
oh Lord,
yeah, that's been fun to listen to. And anyway, so that brings us to an end.
Yeah.
So have a good one, guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.